Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. So right now I'm really bored. I think everyone is sleeping. I mean, there's probably like someone just walking around my house because there's a lot of people here. So there's probably someone that's still awake, but I hope they don't hear me because it's weird. Because it's like I'm talking to myself because there's not an actual person here. But if you're listening to this, you aren't an actual person. So I'm basically not talking to myself, but I basically am talking to myself. And that's why I make no sense. Okay, let's get started. So, I didn't really have anything planned for this. So I'm kind of just like walking and back and forth around the room. So I'm going to read like the first chapter of one of my favorite books. It's really old and I have to find it because I don't know where it is. I mean, it's not really old, but it's like, I have no clue. Like, it's not old at all. I don't know. If I can't find it, we're not doing this because I'm not like throwing everything around. And it's almost like, well, it just turned 9 and like, I don't want to wake anyone up because I have little brothers and sisters that are sleeping. So, I'm not digging through everything. I can't find the book. And if I, like, stop talking, it's because, like, someone, like, came downstairs and I don't want them to think that I'm talking to myself. And that's why I heard the clock ticking and I thought that someone was going down the stairs. So it scared me. I have no clue what I'm gonna do. I'll give you a house tour, even though you can't see anything. That's good. That's fun, right? I honestly don't know. Let me tell you a story. I'll do a story time, okay? Like something that happened in my life. Let me think of something awesome that happened in my life. Like, something really... Okay. So, this was maybe, like, 2 years ago in the summer, or last summer. I'm pretty sure it was last summer. At my, like, first bestie's house. Mom's house. So, they went into the kitchen and said that there was a guy at the window. And they were kidding. And then everyone else was just, like, standing at the window and, like, screaming. They literally started crying. And they said that there was actually a guy pointing a flashlight, like, towards them at the window. And they were like, we were just kidding before. Because there were, like, two girls that said there was a guy. And then they actually thought they saw it. So I was just, like, pretending to be asleep. But my eyes were, like, kind of open. So they knew that I was awake. So I was shaking like, oh my God, I could not stop shaking. Like the ground, I was hitting the ground and like literally I could not stop shaking. And it was like an earthquake, like, oh my God. So the girl, the funny thing is, so one of the girls, she laid on the ground and she was like, why is the floor shaking? And they all got terrified, and I was like, I'm so not terrified right now, because I tried to play it cool, and I was like, guys, shut up, and I was like, they were like, how are you not freaking out? I was like, because I don't want to die, because I actually believe them, and I was scared. So, later that night, they thought I was asleep, and I was, like, basically half asleep, but I was kind of awake, and I heard them saying something about putting makeup on my face. So I felt them touching my face. So I was like, don't put makeup on my face, like, in that weird, like, sleeping voice. They thought I was, like, sleep talking because I could, like, feel it, and they just kept doing it, and then I woke up with lipstick all over my face, so that made it a little less terrifying. I'm surprised that I fell asleep, but we all went to bed at, like, 3 in the morning and then woke up at, like, 7, because I think it's stupid because she invited all these girls over, and we had to leave at, like, 7 in the morning, and we went to bed at 2 in the morning, or I don't even know. But we were really tired. And if any of you guys have that wolf hat, with the paws on it. Mine is just like right next to me, and it scared me. So that's my story. I want to like read someone's diary, but no one in my house has a diary because we feel like that's really stupid. We don't feel like that's really stupid. Like I feel weird saying we. I don't think anyone in my family has a diary. So my mom got this on Gatorade Propel purified water with electrolytes water. And it's literally like the ingredients say purified water, things I can't understand, and potassium something. So what my brother said, and he's 15 and he's smart and not stupid, that is literally just water and baking soda. Water and baking soda. So, like, you can taste the baking soda. So if you plug your nose and kind of, like, let it just go down your throat and don't really let it interact with your tongue, it kind of, in a way, tastes like water. So and my mom got it, so she gave it to me, and I was like, it wasn't too bad, but it was really bad. So I just emptied it out after I had some and filled it with normal water, and it's in my hand right now. Delicious. Oh, you can still kind of taste the baking soda. Another thing is, Smosh. Let's just talk about YouTubers right now. Smosh, that's my obsession. I love Smosh so much. Miranda, Colleen, you know. Well, I have to say Miranda and Colleen because they're the same person. And I feel like it would be weird if I was like, oh yeah, Miranda, because she's her own person, but she's not. And like, I feel like, oh my god, I feel like Miranda and Colleen have like the same personality, but they'll look different. Does anyone else ever think that? Because I think that all the time. Oh my god. And the podcast is gonna end soon, because it only says I get 10 minutes to record this. And I don't know why, but I don't like it, and I want a longer time, because most of the podcasts are like 1 to 2 hours, usually, and mine can only be 10 minutes. And now I'm really close to being on 8 minutes. So until then, we're just going to talk about whatever. I decided to do a podcast because I just did. And let me tell you about this. So I have no friends. My phone is my friend. And my mom always says she's my friend. But I'm like, you always say to me, I'm not your friend, I'm your parent. And I'm like, so whenever she says that you're my, like, she's my friend, I'm like, no, you're not my friend. You always say to me, I'm your parent, not your friend, so you're not my friend. Like, if you yell at me and tell me to clean my room, friends don't yell at their friends and tell them to clean their room. Just think about it. Your parents aren't your friends. And, so my friends, my friend Caitlin, well, we have the same name because my name is Caitlin too, but hers is spelled with a K, mine is spelled with a C. Her cousin Jada, well, her cousin Jada is like her bestie, and she doesn't really like to think of her as her cousin. She likes to think of her as her bestie, but I never get to spend time with Caitlin, that's the thing. And she's always going somewhere, she's always hanging out with Jada or someone, and she usually never hangs out with me, and that bothers me. And my other friend, Sienna, she can just sometimes be, like, greedy and rude and stuff. Like, okay, it's 9 minutes and it's gonna end soon, so I'm so sorry if it ends, but I'll, like, warn you guys, like, it's before it does. Yeah, and my other friend, Sienna, she was just kind of rude, and, like, she would always come to my house, and I would, like, rarely ever be at her house. Okay, so thank you guys so much for listening to this kind of stupid, actually really kind of stupid, podcast. Okay, so thanks, and I really appreciate it. I didn't work hard on it, but it's better than nothing. Bye.